great gutsy effort. It's a tough place to play. I want to present this game ball, all right, to, in my opinion, the greatest owner there is in the National Football League. 29 years, all right, averaged 10 wins a year during those 29 years, all right. But the first time Pat Bowlen owned team has won here in Baltimore. Game ball, Pat Bowlen.
Flacco under center, quick throw, pass is going to be intercepted. This is Chris Harris down the Broncos sideline. Harris at the 40, midfield, only Flacco can get him. Chris Harris, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Denver.
I was just waiting for the players to come to me, and I didn't really expect him to really throw that out route, and then he threw it to me, and I was make sure I score.
Slides in the pocket, throws a deep ball. He's got Decker. Decker's inside the 15, inside the 10. Touchdown, Denver. 51 yards for Eric Decker.
We were hitting some outs and some intermediate routes, and we thought, thought it was time to maybe, send something down the field.
Coach Wink was with us in Denver, and, with Peyton, we saw some cover two in the past, and we were just prepared for anything. We had a couple calls for both coverages, and we made plays. We had the opportunity.
Rolling to his right, throws under pressure. The ball's going to be knocked away from Ray Rice by Wesley Woodyard. Incomplete, and the Denver defense holds once again.
The big challenge this week was to win the turnover battle, and we were able to do that, and I thought that was really the difference in the game. So it's a very good football team, a team we may run into again. So still a lot of football left in this season.
11-3. Sure feels good to say. Must be even better to hear for Broncos fans. Broncos get their ninth straight win, beating the Ravens in Baltimore for the first time ever. Final score, 34-17. You heard sound from the locker room as head coach John Fox presented the game ball. Broncos owner Pat Bowlen. Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. Also heard from Chris Harris, Peyton Manning, Eric Decker, and head coach John Fox. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. Thanks for joining us. It is the holiday season officially. We are a week away from Christmas. And, John, if you look at the way the Broncos went on the road, brought the run game, won the turnover battle, also doesn't hurt when you get a 98-yard interception return for a touchdown to completely swing the score of a game right before halftime. That is playing, I think, December football that guys around here in your position, Coach Fox, and both coordinators love to see now that we're just so close to the postseason.
No question. I think that anytime you get in the playoffs and get to where, the weather becomes a part of it, even though we're very lucky in Baltimore and got great weather back there. But I think that, a lot of good things happened on Sunday, and, defensively played great again, as we have, all year. And then offensively, we were able to show, get the running game going a little bit and didn't rely on that passing game as much. And so we had good balance on the offensive side and played very well defensively. So, and we got those turnovers and didn't turn it over. Chris Harris with a big, huge play there right before half kind of opened it up for us. So it was a good day for us to win on the road against a good football team. And when we needed that to stay alive for the higher seeds in the playoffs.
Chris Harris said he was surprised Joe Flacco threw that ball. Champ Bailey said he was too. From where you were, considering how it go from 10-7 going into halftime or 14-0, which happened after Chris Harris ran that ball back 98 yards, where did you kind of stand up when you saw Chris make a break on that ball and start going? Were you surprised?
Well, I was thrilled. I wouldn't say surprised. I think anytime you're on the other side and you see a ball thrown like that, you're excited about it. And I was just glad that Chris made the play that he made. He made, turned back, looked for the ball, made a great catch, and then took it the 98 yards. But, anytime you're down there in the red zone and you have turnovers, it's gonna hurt the other team and help the team like us in that situation. So, I'm sure that's one that Joe wished he had back. And it was a big turning point for us, as you said, being up 10-7 rather than – being up 17-0 rather than 10-7.
How much of a shot to the gut is that? Sure, there's half a game left. There's two quarters left. And they're going to open the second half with the ball because they deferred there at the coin flip at the beginning of the game. But just mentally, you think you have a chance there. You're knocking on the door after finally. Yeah, the Ravens aren't running the ball well yet the entire first half. And I think Torrey Smith and Anquan Boldin finished the game combined for just one catch. You have a chance there. And you go in the locker room thinking about what just happened when everyone's turning around watching 25 run the ball the other way.
Yeah, I mean, that's a, you know, a 14-point turnaround, especially right before half, is never good, especially, you know, as a football team. They needed a win. They were coming home. They've come off two losses, and they really needed to get something going. You know, you took a look at a 14-point turnaround in a crucial situation like that was, it's got to be devastating, and, you know, we were able to take advantage of it.
At defense, with or without Ray Lewis, is still a good defense. The Broncos said that last week, and Eric Decker, Demaryius Thomas both had a chance to make some catches, and of course, Knowshon Moreno running the ball well. We're going to touch on that a little bit more deeper in the next segment, John, but just the fact that I want to go back to how at the top of the show that you need to bring your run game on the road, or even if you're in your own building in the playoffs, especially the fact that the Broncos ran the ball so well in the fourth quarter, that 10-minute drive really just nailing this whole thing down. This is something that I know, again, is part of that December recipe as you're getting ready for the postseason.
Well, that isn't, and for two reasons. Number one, anytime you can run the football and be two-dimensional, it's gonna open up your passing game and make you that much more effective offensively. So, you know, when people start having to concern themselves with the run, then the play-action pass game gets much better. And so, you know, it's twofold, one fold there. And then the other one is the fact that when we get ahead, we're able to use some time on the clock and be able to run the ball, as you said, in the fourth quarter and really take a lot of time off the clock. And so, I mean, that is the big difference between if you watch Sunday night's game with San Francisco and New England, you know, they're up 31-3, and we're 3-and-out four times in a row. Next thing you know, they're tied. And so that's right. Why it's so important when the running game helps you protect the lead if you're good at it and can move the chains and get first downs, eat up clock, and really takes, you know, a lot of the momentum off away from the other side if they, you know, have switched the momentum in any way.
Yeah, I think the whole country watched that game. I know we landed and got a chance to see the end of it. A lot of Broncos fans cheering for San Francisco. Frankly, I was happy I was not shooting that game because it was pouring rain. And it would have been brutal. We have three segments left. We're going to take some of your questions from Twitter with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow lets you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome!
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us, serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12. New approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Will start under center. Line of scrimmage, the 22-yard line. Hand up to Moreno, right side, nice hole. Stiff arm, Moreno's out in the open. Jumps over the top of Ed Reed. They hand it to Hester, and Jacob Hester has the first points of his Denver career. First down, handoff, Knowshon up the right side. A good burst and lowers his pad level, and Knowshon works out to the 28-yard line. They run it right up the gut. Knowshon behind Beatles. Knowshon Moreno, Denver touchdown. And the Broncos are putting it on the Ravens here in Baltimore with 7:40 to go in the third quarter.
I thought our run game was solid today, and it set up some things in the passing game. The defense played good, got some good returns out of Holiday, and that's what you have to have to beat good teams. This is a good football team we beat today at their place, and I have a lot of respect for them. So everybody has to do their part, and that's really what it's about, especially down the stretch.
Broncos grind out 163 yards on the ground, nearly three times what the Ravens were able to produce, including, as we touched on earlier, a 10-minute drive to salt away the fourth that included 13 run plays, one pass play, and then field goal. You heard from Peyton Manning postgame and highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com. At that point in the game, John, that defense, that Baltimore defense, is tired. They're injured. They're tired. They don't have some of their main guys in there. And to run the ball as well as the Broncos did, I think, were talking about everyone working together well, and Chris Cooper wasn't able to go again, and no Sean Moreno now, who is spending another week getting more reps and looking fresh. Like, he has those legs, he has those carries, and he's really ready to continue to go as long as he's asked.
Yeah, and Noshan's been tremendous. He's come in, and as we've talked about in several shows before this one, is the attitude that he took when he wasn't active. And now that he's got his chance, he's continued to get stronger, and he gets better, and he's a competitor, and he plays with a toughness, and I think we see that. You can see that every time he plays. And so he's just continued to get better. It was a very good game for us up front. The offensive line took control of the game. Anytime you have a 10-minute drive with 13 out of 14 rush plays, it starts up front. And so, you know, our offensive line was very physical against a very physical defensive line, and really did a tremendous job of creating some holes and moving that line of scrimmage. So, you know, I think it was a good confidence builder. By no means is it perfect, but I think that it proved a lot to us that we're able to go on the road and beat a good football team.
Right, and looked, you know, the ground game looking different than it did the first few weeks of the season, be it injury or new signings. Just the circumstances are, beginning of the year, you got Willis McGahee, Lance Ball, Noshon Moreno. Now we got Noshon Moreno and Jacob Hester dressed, found the end zone for the first time as a Bronco on Sunday. And Ronnie Hillman having a good handful of those 13 carries we talked about during that 10-minute drive. Back to Noshon, though, mentally, Coach Fox was asked right after the game, are his expectations, have they been surpassed considering how well Noshon took not dressing for several weeks? Then all of a sudden he's called on to carry the load the way he's done. As a professional player, the way he was able to stay a pro and work the practice, or pardon me, not the practice squad, but the scout team during practice, and he was still doing what he could to help this team win. It's he knew he'd have that shot again. How impressed are you with that attitude?
Well, and that's what's got him to where he is today. We've always had those expectations at some point in time. You know, young guys take some time to mature and grow into their position, and he just did it a different way. And when he got a second chance, he's playing like the first rounder that where we drafted him 3 years ago, and he's playing like that now. So to be surprised, I wouldn't say that. I think that the expectations were there, and the fact that we thought that's what he could do. And now, you know, he's doing it, which is, you know, a great thing for him and in the mindset that he's taken into it.
How much does the fact that now it's going into week 16, Peyton Manning's had all this time now to work with the parts around him. I think I asked this maybe 6 or 7 shows ago, indicators for you. Right now we're talking about, overall, as a team, you're +2 in the turnover battle in this game. So the offense, there's no fumbles on that side. Yes, Peyton was sacked a couple of times, but third down and keeping drives going, running the ball well, those indicators on top of the points, 7 or less points, 34 points, it was great. Those indicators to you that say this offense is getting better and better each week. What again are you looking for?
Well, I think we talked about third down conversions. That's always a key point. I think that, you know, when you look at consistency of what we want to do, I still think, and to me it's a good thing, in the fact that because we've won 9 in a row, and we still have upside on the offensive side. I think that if you'd ask most of the guys offensively, they'd say that we played well, but it was too sloppy for us to be as good as we want to be. And I think that those are the type of things that continue to, you know, we tweak. And like I said, I don't think we've hit all cylinders yet. So we've got 2 more weeks to in the regular season to hopefully hit our stride and then, you know, take that into the playoffs.
With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com. We have 2 segments left. We'll be right back.
Hold on to your hats. The new Ultra Titanium Credit Card is here. This credit card is supercharged. Earn double points, triple points on Monster Mondays. Redeem your millions of points for kitchen utensils, yarn, airline flights with 2 layovers.
What's the point of earning a lot of points or miles with a credit card if you can't do anything with them?
There's even a coloring book devoted to the human pancreas.
With U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward cards, we don't have to sensationalize things. Only 20,000 flex points earn up to a $400 airline ticket.
$400?
On over 150 airlines. Plus, each ticket comes with a $25 allowance for baggage fees, in-flight food, or drinks.
$25?
You heard me, Mr. Big Voice. Plus, earn quickly and redeem easily for travel, merchandise, or cash back for you or your business.
Fantabulastic!
Apply at FlexPerks.com or call 800-360-2900. Points go farther with FlexPerks reward cards. All of us serving you, U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank!
Stop that. U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward Visa credit cards issued by U.S. Bank National Association ND.
I am so thirsty!
DeFalco will take the snap and quarterback sneak. The ball is free. I think the Broncos have the football. Flacco under center, second down and seven. They set up a screen pass. Broncos have it well diagnosed. Rice gets the football and then gets a dose of Von Miller immediately. Flacco from the gun. The Ravens are without a timeout. Joe's going to be hit and sacked from behind. Flacco drops, and he's going to be sacked again on the game's final play, and that is Elvis Dumervil.
Didn't put too much emphasis on we've never won here. So what? I mean, we got a quarterback that's beat them several times, and a lot of guys in here weren't here, so... I mean, it's a new team, and we're going in a new direction.
Oh, man, definitely being on this team. Man, we got so many guys that are working extra hard and doing the work to come out here week to week and play good. And, I mean, I'm just happy for my teammates.
Well, I think, you know, it's been an excellent job by our staff and I think by our players, executing their techniques and where they fit. You know, this game's all about, you know, guys doing their job and being in the right place and how they fit different runs. And they've worked very hard in the preparation part, and it's carrying over, you know, to the performance on Sunday.
It took all the way until about the two-minute warning in the fourth quarter for the Denver D to register its first sack. But I'll tell you what, Joe Flacco was pressured and hit all afternoon. And as we said earlier, deep threats Anquan Boldin and Torrey Smith held to just one catch between them. Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. Heard from Champ Bailey, Chris Harris, and head coach John Fox following the team's 34-17 win in Baltimore. John, are you looking at the fact that Ray Rice, Anquan Boldin, and Torrey Smith were held in check? Or do you get concerned about tight ends once again kind of doing some damage late in the game? I know players in the locker room afterwards said, we have got to be able to finish like that. That was sloppy. They were talking more about that than the fact that for a week they're hearing about how good Ray Rice is, and they held him to about 38 yards.
Well, it's a compliment to the defense. Defense played really well, and really, you know, Ray Rice is a very good football player, and so did a great job of stopping him, and then got some pressure on Flacco, as you said, mixed things up in the secondary. So, you know, it was a very good performance. As they said, again, we got sloppy at the end. We allowed, you know, two late touchdowns, but the one touchdown, the first one to Pete, was a really a good throw, and you got to give them credit, a great throw by
sure.
Flacco. But then the second one to Pete, we did not do a good job tackling, and so that was really sloppy. And that, you know, and that's the key thing is the guys realize that and working on trying to finish a little better than we have. But, you know, overall it was just a tremendous defensive performance, and, you know, we're getting better and better each week there and able to rush the passer and also stop the run, which is a good combination.
How much more can this defense do when Wesley Woodyard is healthy and in there playing like he was on Sunday?
Well, he's been the guy in the middle. He's been the leader this year. He leads the team in tackles and just been all over the place. And, not only in his physical skills, but his leadership skills. He's done a tremendous job and brought the enthusiasm of the defensive side and just playing with so much confidence. And he gets to the ball, which you want to see in a linebacker. So, Wesley's just had a tremendous year.
Talked about Chris Harris a bunch in the first segment. I think overall as a team, they spent last week, the news coming out on Monday that Jim Caldwell was promoted to offensive coordinator, and they said, look, we don't expect that offense to change. They still figured the team would try to feature Ray Rice both running it and in, say, the screen game. But I'll tell you what, that screen game wasn't quite working. Justin Bannon looked like he was watching film and did his best to stop that.
You know, Justin does a great job of smelling out those screens. He's really got a good feel, and that experience that he has, he has a great job of feeling those out. But, you know, you never know what goes on the inside. Obviously, you know, the Baltimore Ravens have been a tremendous franchise for a long time and been in the playoffs, you know, almost every year, and so you never know the reasons why they make decisions that they make, but obviously they made it because they thought it was the best move for the Ravens. And rather than saying that they didn't play well offensively because of the new coordinator, I'd rather put it to the fact that we played pretty good defense.
Sure. You're talking about outside and inside. I'll tell you a lot of in the locker room people are saying was this a statement win? You went on the road and beat a team that is a perennial playoff contender right now. Player said, well, we don't really think it was a statement win, but I'll tell you what, I remember being back there a couple years ago, and it was ugly for the Broncos flying home with that loss. This was a win that I think shows, we talked offensively, but defensively too, this was a good offense that they completely slowed down except for those pit of touchdowns at the end.
You know, and I think everybody's doing a good job of keeping everything in perspective. And the bottom line is we got to take it 1 week at a time.
Okay.
The Cleveland Browns coming in this week that are a good football team, defensively play very well. And so, you know, they got off to a slow start, but really the last 6-7 weeks have played very well. So we've got our hands full. Our team has done a good job of keeping the focus in the near term and what's in front of them. And you know, we've got to continue to do that through the regular season. And once we get in the playoffs, you cannot start thinking ahead. So, there was so much made of the fact that we hadn't won there before that stadium. But I think the team's got it in perspective and know that we've got room for improvement. So I'm proud with the way they're handling it so far.
Room for improvement and I think also bigger goals in mind. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. We got one more segment left. Be right back.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow lets you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Let's go finish on three. One, two, three.
Finish. If we don't play our best game against Cleveland this week, that'll be all for naught. So all our focus will be on the Cleveland Browns, the team that's won 3 out of 4 games, plus 7 in the turnover margin, beat 2 teams that are in the hunt for the AFC side in the playoffs. So, you know, all our focus will be just on this week against Cleveland Browns.
I mean, it's still AFC teams, conference games, and we got to take those serious and come out and play our game.
We just can't, all we can control is the two games we have left. And, we got Cleveland, and that's the most important game, because it's the next one. And we'll get ready for those guys this week, and that's really all we can control.
Home sweet home for week 16 and 17. Feels like the Broncos haven't been at home in a long time, even though it was just a few weeks ago against the Bucks. And they will look for the AFC North sweep on Sunday against the Browns. John, how do you keep things in perspective like you just talked about when you know you've got the AFC West wrapped up, you know you've got the second seed right there, you know you got a team that's won 3 out of its last 4 but isn't going to go into the playoffs. You have bigger goals in mind. How do you keep that focus on just the Browns coming in to our building this week?
Well, we know that we're in control of our own destiny, and that's by winning the last two. We can hold on to that second seed. And so that's why it's important, and why each game that we play the last two will be a huge game for us to be able to maintain that second seed with where we are right now. So the great thing is we hold our own destiny, and I think that the focus has got to be one at a time. As we've said, anybody can beat anybody at any time in the NFL. You said the Browns, as you said, have won 3 out of their last 4. So, you know, it's always dangerous. You can't take anybody lightly. There's always great athletes on the other side, and you got to go out and execute and win football games to be successful. So it doesn't matter who you're playing. I know there are several times in my career that we were the spoiler in the last game of the year against another team. And, you know, a lot of times you just go out and you play, you relax. And a lot of times you're playing a team that, isn't going to the playoffs, but they're relaxed and play very well. So you got to be ready for that.
Yeah, nothing to lose. Who knows? Maybe they pull out some tricks.
Absolutely.
Maybe they go for it on every fourth down. You don't know what's going to happen there. Last week you said how we had a great question from Twitter about the scouts coming back into the building, and already here on December 18th, the fact that the initial build of the 2013 Denver Broncos draft board will be up on a wall somewhere down the hallway. Has that happened yet?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're in the process. The scouts are in today, so they we start the meetings this morning.
Who is number one?
Who is number one? You'll have to find out later.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's too early to give you the old who's number one yet, but I think that, you know, we're building the draft. Yeah, we'll go. So the scouts will be here this whole week, and, you know, the first run at the board will be finished by the end of the week, and we'll have 320 guys up on the board that are draftable at this point in time.
That's amazing. 320 guys initially up on the board, and that will change quite a bit before you guys all go to Indianapolis for the combine. Then it'll change a whole bit more, and then it'll change a whole bit more after you guys get back.
This process is going to change several times, but you know, this is the first shot at it and get it up on the board. So it's kind of exciting to see you know, the names up there, and you know, knowing that the draft is not that far away.
No, it's not. Just the same way Christmas creeps up on everyone, the draft will creep up on you guys. Want to leave the show with I think a great moment for everyone in this organization and Broncos fans back in Baltimore on Sunday afternoon after the game. Coach Fox making a point and emphasis to hand the game ball to Mr. Bolin. And I know you've known Mr. Bolin now, John, for such a long time. An incredible honor coming his way here shortly. The fact that you have this relationship with him and what he means to this area, and the fact that he really kind of appreciated getting that game ball, he's all in.
He really is. I mean, and you can't ask for a better guy to play for. He's a guy that, as you know, wants to win and very competitive. And so it's always nice to see him get his first win in Baltimore and be able to, you know, give him the game ball as Coach Fox did. But he's just a guy that, you know, he wants Super Bowls. And so hopefully we can get him one this year.
Yeah, I think that was great to be a part of it. And I'm glad that organizationally, we were able to share that with our fan base. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Again, kickoff on Sunday afternoon is at 2:05. Broncos back home against the Cleveland Browns. Just a couple more games to wrap up the regular season. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This has been Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.